Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into my weekly segment covering Tonko Tuesdays. This is Lucas Weber reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Tonko Tuesdays is an event every Tuesday at noon outside U.S. Representative Paul Tonko's office on Dove Street. Join us every Tuesday as we continue to put pressure on Paul Tonko to do what is right for the environment. This week, President of Beyond Plastics and former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Eng spoke to the crowd.
Just a few blocks over here in Sheridan Hollow, for 13 years, we dealt with toxic air emissions from the Answers incinerator on Sheridan Avenue. This was an environmental justice problem before people even used the phrase environmental justice. This is a low-income community of color. And for 13 years, the state of New York ran this garbage incinerator, poisoning the entire neighborhood. So imagine a hot day like today, having that incinerator pumping soot and lead and dioxin and other heavy metals, acid gases, into the environment. Unimaginable, right? Well, it took years of organizing to get that incinerator shut down. But we have other incinerators operating all over the state, including in Washington County, right on the Hudson River. What I am so profoundly concerned about is Congressmember Paul Tonko has introduced the so-called Clean Future Act, and shockingly, it includes a provision that provides federal tax credits to promote garbage incineration. What is he thinking? I mean, we know that garbage incinerators not only emit air toxins and create mountains of toxic incinerator ash that need to be landfilled, and they're super expensive, they're also a major emitter of climate change, warming gas, carbon dioxide. So why would Representative Tonko want to provide federal financial support for such a failed technology that will just make the climate crisis even worse? We know that six of the warmest years on record have all occurred since 2014. And we're hot today, and it's even hotter in the Pacific Northwest. This is going to be a cool summer compared to future summers. Future summers are going to be hotter, drier, more prone to wildfires, drought, and heat kills. Many of us are fortunate enough to have good fans or an air conditioner. There are scores of people, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, who can't afford air conditioning. Many are senior citizens, many have respiratory and heart illness. So why provide federal tax credits to make the climate crisis worse? The flip side of this is the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, the most sweeping plastic reduction bill ever proposed in the Congress. It would establish a ban on plastic bags, a pause, a three-year pause, named after our own pause, on constructing new petrochemical facilities that make plastic. It would require greater use of recycled material, and it would prohibit the export of plastics to countries that don't have the infrastructure to deal with all of these plastic imports. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is a co-sponsor of the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act. Yay. My congressman, Antonio Delgado, is a co-sponsor of the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act. On cue. Paul Tonko is not a co-sponsor of the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act. And the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act includes a national bottle bill. So this can be a little puzzling. Paul Tonko has spoken out forcefully on the climate change issue, but what has he actually done? And to be honest, this is a little puzzling that he has introduced a bill to financially incentivize garbage burning. And I, you know, I've called his office, I've spoken to his staff. I'm supposed to have a phone meeting with him next week with some other activists like Doug Bullock and others. But I still couldn't figure this out until yesterday when I read a media article that Paul Tonko went on a trip recently to West Virginia with Republican House member David McKinley, and they visited energy industry sites in the district. They visited coal projects, gas projects. They visited a location where they want to build an ethane cracker facility, which is what is used to produce plastics. This wasn't a nonpartisan trip. This was paid for by the fossil fuel industry. I did not hear an announcement of this trip, but thankfully, due to some really good reporting, we actually have a tweet from Representative McKinley welcoming Representative Tonko to West Virginia as part of the American Congressional Exchange trip. That is funded by fossil fuel companies. Now, I have not seen Paul Tonko. We really have to electrify these trucks. Yeah. And it's also, quieter. So this was just reported about a week ago in the media that Congressmember Tonko went and visited fossil fuel sites in West Virginia, including a proposed plastic production facility, trip funded by the fossil fuel industry. He will probably say he was fact-finding. Okay, but go on your own dime. Yeah. Don't go on a trip funded by the fossil fuel industry. And go to Cancer Alley and look at the ethane cracker facilities that are poisoning people of color in Louisiana. Go to Washington County, it's not far up the river, and look at that garbage incinerator that's operating. So something doesn't make sense here. So all of you coming out today is making a difference. We're putting a spotlight on this inconsistency. Sandy has postcards. We have Paul Tonko's phone number. And I think if just 25 or 30 of us call him every day, call him, ask for a meeting, write a letter to the editor, share this information on his fossil fuel funded trip to West Virginia, I've got to hope that he will change. And specifically what we need him to do is take the provision of the Clean Future Act, House Bill 1512, take the provision that finances garbage incinerators out of the bill, and to make up for all the time we have to spend on this, he should co-sponsor the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, which is House Bill 2238. That would be a nice outcome. So thank you all very, very much.
That was Judith Enck, former EPA Regional Administrator and President of Beyond Plastics. To learn more about Judith and Beyond Plastics, visit beyondplastics.org. To learn more about Tonko Tuesdays and how you can get involved, contact Sandy Steubing at steub@gmail.com. That's it for this week's update on Tonko Tuesdays. Make sure to tune in next Thursday to hear about next week's Tonko Tuesday. Or even better, join us next Tuesday at noon outside Paul Tonko's Albany office and take action to keep our community healthy.